Hello, good morning. Welcome to the English program's Audio Boo. With me, Steve. We are broadcasting from Liverpool. It is the 31st of December, 2010. New Year's Eve, of course. What's your plan for tonight? Are you going partying? Are you staying in with friends and family? What are you doing? Love to hear from you. You can contact us, as always. The address is stevesradioshow@hotmail.com. We also have a Twitter, of course, twitter.com/EnglishRadio. Well, we have been looking here at the official BBC Press Office website, bbc.co.uk/press-office, and the latest press releases can be found on the website. And don't forget, of course, they also have a Twitter page. The Twitter page, I have it here, is twitter.com/bbcpress, and there's a link here, tweeted an hour ago, the Archbishop of Canterbury's New Year message on BBC One. And if you click on the link, which I'm doing right now, it takes you to the press release. Okay, speaking in his annual BBC New Year message, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams, looks ahead to 2011 and the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible, drawing parallels between the time in which the King James Bible was written and the world today. Dr. Williams points to the impact that the Bible has had in putting people's lives into perspective and explains how it remains relevant for those reading the same stories today, helping them to see the value of their own lives set in the context of our wider beliefs. You can read the whole of that by going to the official BBC Press Office page, bbc.co.uk/press-office. The Archbishop of Canterbury's New Year message is being broadcast on BBC One on Saturday, tomorrow, New Year's Day, the 1st of January 2011, at 12:35 p.m. and then it's on BBC Two at 5:10.